Third parak of Tainis Mishnah Zayin. On Shabbos we do not daven for sick people and for sars that are not in a situation of sakonis nefoshes. When we make the mishaberech, the ikir din the mishaberech should also only be for people that are in a sakonis nefoshes situation. Since people give mishaberech for a little chayim that a little bit more than that, they add the Shabbos or melizik. Just to state it, this is not really the time we should be doing this. But if it's a matzav sakonis nefoshes, one is allowed to mispel on Shabbos. Ve'ilahim ha'masriya b'Shabbos. These are situations which you're allowed to even call out with your tefillas and blow the shofar to arouse the people to be mispel, to Hashem to take away the sara. Al ir shekifua goyim oy nahar. If there's a city that was surrounded by goyim that wanted to take control of the city, or a river was flooded and was about to flood the city, a boat which is being shaken up back and forth in the ocean is on the verge of being of sinking or being in such a situation that it will sink. Rabbi Yosi Aimer LeEzra V'Loi Litzaka. Rabbi Yosi says, that which we call that on Shabbos is to get people to help out in this situation. Rabbi Yosi Aimer LeEzra V'Loi Litzaka. That which we said in these situations of sakana, you're allowed to call out, and even Bo the Shofar, he says it's only to call people to come and help save the other ones. But to be mispalel, you are not allowed. To be passing like the Tanakama, that in these life-threatening situations, one is even permitted to be mispalel. Shimon Hatimni Oimer Af Al Hadeva Lo Yudu Chachomim. He said that you're allowed to make these tefillas with the Shofar, even on Deva, on a plague, and the Chachomim do not agree to that, because they hold that they do not, even though we mispalel to take away the Deva, we never blow the Shofar on a Deva. The discussion of the Poskim, if this means only on Shabbos not to blow the Shofar, or never to blow the Shofar, not to get people too shaken up from it.